Welcome to the On Purpose Show with Susan Reeve and Rick Hansen. For compelling conversations, opening doors to discover and live a life work that's alive with passion and purpose. And now, here are Susan and Rick.
Hi, this is Susan, and welcome again to today's On Purpose Show here on the Linked Local Network. Hi, Rick. Great to be here with you today.
Really enjoy being here with you too, Susan. Excited about today's call.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I really love the title, which is "What's My Sole Purpose? Your Spiritual Blueprint."
I do too. I know so many people I work with when we get talking, and they're usually in a time of transition, but they often say that they just have this feeling there's something they're here to do and that they want their work to better reflect that next. So they often aren't quite sure what that is, but they have a sense, and they're usually pretty definite about it, that there's something I'm here to do.
And I really love the word blueprint. Mm. I mean, it makes me feel as though there is... It's as if there's something encoded within me that has a knowing, and now it's up to me to listen to the call and to breathe life into it.
I love that. One of the real treasures of being a career coach for many years is really getting to hear in depth from people about when they light up and beginning to see the themes and patterns of that and have them begin to see that. And this idea that every person is uniquely gifted is my experience. And, you know, I've gotten to talk with hundreds of people, and it is every person is uniquely gifted. So we're looking forward to hearing what our guest Shelley Nelson has to share with us today about her experience. I met Shelley about a year ago. We were just talking the other day and remembering back. And I had heard her speak and was touched by that. And then we was at a group of heart-centered entrepreneurs. And when I met, I was just struck by Shelley's presence, by the love that she carried, but also just by the way I experienced being seen by her in a very clear way, in a very natural way. And also just a sense of recognition of, so it's a delight to have her join us for the call today. Shelley is highly intuitive. She's been seeing energy and ghosts her whole life. She's actively been on a spiritual path from an early age. And she talks about having the ability to see the soul of a person. And as a spiritual mentor, she uses her intuitive abilities to help others when they're making changes in their lives and looking to love themselves more and to have their lives be more authentic. So welcome, Shelley.
Thank you, Rick and Susan. It is such a pleasure to be here. I am grateful to join you. And thank you so much for that introduction, Rick. That was so touching. I almost teared up. Or I did, a little. Yeah, thank you.
Well, we're excited to share you with our listeners. And, you know, a starting spot that would be great is just to tell us a little bit about your path to knowing your own purpose and what got you to this point.
When it comes to my soul's purpose, it's been an evolutionary journey. And I believe everybody is on an evolutionary journey of coming into their greatest self. And for me, it has come through really what my desires were. So, you know, I have seen energy and ghosts my whole life. And I used to be terrified a lot as a kid. And I have a whole story about that if you want to hear it. But also, you know, I used to also have a secret desire. And the secret desire was that I used to think, I want to be psychic, right? And little did I know, this is when I was a kid, little did I know I was and I am. And so I really think that so much of the things that we wish for, that we have those secret wishes for, we actually are. And so, you know, life has taken me on many twists and turns to expand the abilities that I have and who I am. And it hasn't always been a breeze, for sure, but it really has been amazing. And I am in awe all of the time when I really accept what's happening as a gift. And it really is amazing how I get to keep stepping into who I really am and accept the opportunities that are coming because they are strengthening me, not pummeling me, you know, because we can look at life in that way of like, oh, I'm being pummeled by these waves or being pummeled by these events, but wait a minute, is this actually strengthening me? And so my story is that I have seen energy and I have seen ghosts, and I've had to learn to walk between the worlds because we have the physical reality, we have the physical world that, you know, I can touch and I can, you know, embrace and I can move around in, but then I also have the ability to see the etheric. And that's a whole other world that has many layers to it. And so my life has been about discerning and learning how to walk between the worlds and really listen and have boundaries and learn to, I call myself a translator, you know, that, or I think of myself that way, that I am able to perceive energy, whether it's from the soul of a person or from a tree or from whatever it is, someone who's crossed over, and I'm able to receive that energy and then translate it into words. So when I do readings for people, it's about translating that energy and communicating what's coming forward and then helping people to embrace whatever that is.
That's really interesting. I like that idea of being a translator of energy, and really trusting the experience that you're having. So some of what I wonder, Shelley, is from this desire that you had from the time you were a child to be a psychic, and then to have been have had many opportunities to strengthen your skills. How are you using this in your work today?
Yeah, thank you. That's a great question. In my work today, how I work with people is I'm able to see who they really are as a soul. And then I'm able to help them bridge the gap. In some ways, I'm able to help them look at how they're living their life and then how to bring more of their soul into it, how to bring their soul expression or soul signature or blueprint into the life they're living. Because what I've seen is that people end up very conditioned. We are conditioned by our society, we're conditioned by our schooling, we're conditioned by our parents, and we end up being like everyone else, and we end up conditioned. And so I help people to wake up to who they really are and remember who they really are and let go of that conditioning so that they can remember. And so I hope that, does that answer that question?
Yeah, what's popping into my mind is I wonder if you could give us an example of if there is at all a typical client who comes to you, particularly someone who's unsure of their purpose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there, you know, I think one woman comes to mind, and she was regularly having the thoughts that she, from the time she was a child, that she wanted to die, that she wasn't liking this life. And she was wanting to leave, all the time having this thought. And she is, I think I can say that, she's a therapist herself. And she is someone that, you know, just when I started to work with her, she confessed this to me, that she is always thinking this, that she's always wanted to exit. She's not liking her life. And from a very young age, she wanted out of here. And in the work that we've done together, I have helped her or facilitated her into moving into her true soul vibration, or the authentic blueprint of herself. I call it the soul signature, even. And as she started coming home to herself and letting go of the conditioning, so she grew up in an environment that had a lot of rules and had a lot of really tight control on her. And even hearing the words like, you're my daughter, I own you, type of language, right? You're going to do what I want and think how I want you to think. And so that type of conditioning caused her to hate her life, even hate herself. And in the work that I did with her and am doing with her is that it's all about coming home to herself and remembering who she really is. And today, she's loving her life. She's loving herself. She even sends me emails, I'm still loving myself. I love this. Because she's in awe that over time it hasn't gone away, right? She wakes up and says, oh, I still love myself. And then she sends me an email, I still love myself. This is fabulous. Like, she's in awe that she's loving her life and loving herself. So I hope, yeah, so that's my example.
That's a great example. Say a little bit more just about the way that you work with people currently.
Absolutely.
Who normally might be a client?
Okay. Yeah, who normally comes to see me is people who usually are on a spiritual path. They've kind of, I call it like kick the tires a bit. Like, does this resonate with me? Does that resonate with me? They're kind of seeking. They're looking. They've done a lot. And, you know, I love the newbies, too. I've had a good, over the years, I've been doing this for 17 years now, and so I've had a lot of newbies. I love newbies. But also, usually it's somebody who has really been on a conscious evolutionary path, but they can't seem to find closure with certain areas. And I tend to be able to help people form closure with the things they're ready to form closure with, like parts of the past, or maybe traumas they're holding on to, or whatever it is that is preventing them from stepping into their greater self. Because I really believe that everyone has, not only do I believe it, I know it, everyone has a unique soul signature. And so that's their blueprint. And when you can tune into that vibration that you really are, and I'm also tuning into that authentic vibration that a person really is, and so they're not on their own. I'm holding space for them to come home to themselves. And so as I'm really sitting with their soul signature, the frequency, the blueprint that they really are, it helps them to come home to it. And so usually people, when they come to me, they already have that feeling of, I'm really hungry for this. I'm really ready for this. And after they have a first session, they're like, oh, what's next? This was great. I want more. And, you know, there is a, just talking about soul signature, I'm getting a little off track here, but I feel it's important. There is like an African tradition, like in some tribes, of where they would, before the baby's born, a group of women would go out into nature, into wilderness, and they meditate on the soul of the baby. And they start feeling and hearing a song. And they're feeling and hearing the song, which I believe is the soul signature of the baby. and they start singing it. And as the baby's born, they sing that song to the baby. And then throughout different ceremonies of that child's life, they sing the song. So when they are getting older into adolescence, they sing the song. When they get married, they sing the song. And then if that person were to fall asleep to themselves, if they were to maybe commit a crime or really behaving in a way where it's evident they have fallen asleep to who they really are, the whole village will gather and sing the song to the person to remind them of who they are. And then when the person passes and leaves this life, they sing to them as they're crossing over to take them into their soul and their connection with the oneness once again. And so I really feel that in the work I do with people, it's similar. It's really holding space. And more than that, not only am I holding space, it's far more than that. I'm able to, because I perceive energy on so many levels, I'm able to perceive, and the soul actually gives me, their soul gives me the information of this is what is separating them from living who they authentically are, living their true soul vibration and blueprint they have within them. And so I end up seeing the cellular memories, whether it's from this life or a past life, whatever it is. And then I help the person to let that go, to form closure with it, so that they're not holding on to the discord anymore and they're able to align to that soul song, that frequency that lives within them, at the core of them, and come home to themselves.
You said so many beautiful, beautiful things. I'm just kind of resting in the comfort of the idea of coming home to ourselves.
You know, something that struck me, Shelley, and I was just, as I was seeing that you talk about yourself as a spiritual mentor, it brought up a question or a line of conversation, is that I know when a lot of people are going through a change and they're really ready and listening for purpose, that sometimes what they want is like an answer, like, okay, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that probably sometimes people come to you and what they want is for you to give them an answer. And that was one of the things that I thought was neat about the way you call yourself a mentor. Because in my experience, when someone's going through that change, an answer doesn't usually do it, even if it's the correct answer. That in some way they're in a process of claiming something in themselves at a new level. So talk about how that happens in your work, if you can.
So how it works, it's a very intuitive process. It's never the same for anyone. And that's the part I am in wow of every day that I'm working with people. Because when I get off of the phone or as that call is ending, especially it's especially with people who go on I have a 6-month program that people can go on with me where we're on a journey together, and it's we're committed to the journey. And it's not just them. Sometimes it's the individual sessions too. But where when the call is over, because I've been in a very meditative, intuitive place during the whole call, my human self, comes forward at the end, and I'm like, can you believe what just happened? And they're like, no, wow, wasn't that amazing? Because that's where it's so different for every person. Because how we end up stepping out of ourselves, where we kind of sidestep ourselves, and we fall into forgetting who we are, that it is so unique to everyone, and it can be so simple as well, how to return and to realign to who we are, and I'll talk to you about that a little later, but it's also where it is so unique, and what I love is how their soul shows me exactly what's most appropriate for them and the avenue in which to guide them through to come home, the avenue in which to guide them through to let go of whatever it is. And I really know that I'm not here to heal anyone. Like, I can't heal you. I can't heal anyone. But I can guide you through a process of you healing yourself. And right there on the call with me. So always, it's not just where I give people information. It's every time there is transformation that occurs. Because information doesn't really serve you if you're not going to do anything with it. And so I usually invite someone to right there on the call with me move through the transformation to where they have a consciousness shift right there. And that's the beauty, is to where I'm able to watch that because I can see the energy of a person, even remotely. So when I'm on the phone with somebody, let's say even in Japan, I'm able to see their energy and perceive them, and I can see if the shift is actually occurring, if they're getting the aha, and if it's really happening. And so that's where I'm in awe, because I'm watching it take place. And then I ask them, ooh, are you feeling that? Are you sensing that? And usually, because I'm watching it, they're like, yes, this is amazing. And they're able to feel that shift. And it is something like, you know, nothing short of a miracle is taking place in those moments, where that's why I'm in awe, they're in awe, and it's amazing. But I know that I'm not their healer. I do really know that. But I can facilitate you healing your own self.
I like the word guide that you used. And it was helpful to hear you mention, too, that you work with people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a great spot to share with people your contact information and your website.
Okay.
So if someone, you know, if this resonates with someone and they're curious, it gives them a place to go. So it's shellynelson.com?
Yep. Shelly spelled S-H-E-L-L-I-E. And Nelson, NELSON.com.
Good. And let me spell that one more time, and then we will put it on our blog and on our Facebook site so that if someone is listening to this while they're driving. www.shellynelson.com. And you mentioned to me when we talked earlier this week that you have a new video series that sounds pretty special, that if someone visits your site, they can that you give to them really as a gift. It's free.
Absolutely, and that's the thing I wanted to mention later. As I was saying,
okay,
that, like, yay! I'm applauding over here, clapping. If you hear that, yay! I do. I'm excited about this gift because this helps people. I created a 3-part video series, and it's free. And it helps people to align to their divine purpose and align to their soul signature, align to their frequency that I was talking about. It helps you to come home to yourself and begin letting go of, just naturally, letting go of the discord, you know, and that could be the traumas, the conditioning, starting to let that go and to help you realign to your soul signature, the core frequency of who you really are. And so this video series, you know, starts off with that, of you aligning to your soul signature, and then guides you through a couple more steps into continuing to come home to yourself. And so I just really believe that if you did that just alone, took the steps to align to who you authentically are, you can't help but start to feel better. You can't help but start to have greater awakening and greater ahas happen in your life and start feeling more vibrant, more alive, connected to the oneness, because that's your gateway. That is your gateway to the divine, is you aligning to the frequency that you came here with.
And that is such a generous gift that you're offering. I'm wondering if you could tell us a simple, small step that our listeners can take right now when they're feeling stuck and discovering their life work purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So this is a simple step that you can do, and it is to align to your center, as I call it. It's aligned to the core of you. And so it is very simple, and it's through breath by doing this. And just by breathing in through your nose until you feel slight pressure in your abdomen, like in your diaphragm. And don't hurt yourself with that, just until you feel slight pressure. And then exhale through your mouth. And then breathe in through your nose. And then out through your mouth. And as you do that, you can even imagine the energy of you as if, like, maybe it's scattered. Maybe you're feeling pulled in many different directions, right? I think people can relate to that. And as you're breathing in through your nose, you are pulling the energy of you into your center. And I like to imagine a column of light at the center of my body. And so just by breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, you center automatically and align to that column of light at the center of you. And I like to imagine that as the place within me where my soul sits, where that frequency, that soul song of who I really am, my soul signature, really is. And so the more I just breathe and align to that, you can't help but come home to yourself. Mm-hmm. And really bring your attention to the core of you and divert your attention from the chaos you were paying attention to or the conversation that you can't seem to let go of or whatever it is, the happenings. And when you align to your center, it creates greater peace in your life and also diverts you away from paying attention to that riffraff and the chaos.
Great. That's a great suggestion. Thank you.
We have about one more minute left. And okay. It's a question that we ask every guest, and that's if there was just one gem of wisdom that you could share with someone from your experience who is at a point in their life where they're listening for purpose, what would that gem be?
What's coming to me right now is that you are so much more than you think you are. You are amazing and have so much to share. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't have come here to the planet and brought yourself into a body if you didn't have purpose. If you didn't come here with inner wisdom and a gift to bring. The vibration of you alone is a gift to the rest of us. And so the more you come into your authentic vibration, the greater we all are gifted by your very presence. And so that is what's coming to me now is this gem of we are so much more than we believe ourselves to be. And it is our divine right to explore that and to know that and to live that and vibrate that and be who we are.
Ah, that is perfect, Shelley. Thank you so much, so much for joining us today. It's been a delight having you here.
It's been a joy to be your guest here. Thank you so much. I'm honored to have been asked.
Thank you. We invite you to join us next week on the Link Local Network for our guest, Polly Campbell, the author of Imperfect Spirituality, and we will be talking with her about Perfectly Imperfect, A Mere Mortal's Path to Purpose. We look forward to your joining us then.
Join Susan and Rick next week right here on the On Purpose Show, and join the conversation at facebook.com/onpurposeshow.